Hey, welcome to episode 151 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, welcome to today's podcast. This is actually going to be episode 10 of my wellness series. So if you guys have been following me for a while, you know that I have an IG account, and I started that account basically to document my health journey because after I was divorced, I was underweight, I really wasn't taking the best care of myself, and so it was a way for me to document how I was doing from that point on, how I was eating, if I was exercising. It was that month that I actually joined a gym, and then I started my IG account because I wanted to be accountable to myself and to see where I did well and where I stumbled. I wanted to see those things because I thought that was important to keep me accountable, to keep me in line with what I wanted to do for the long term. And like with a lot of people, I had a focus on my weight. Most people want to lose weight. There are some that need to gain weight. People who have anorexia or other eating disorders, they want to gain weight. But almost all of us turn to the scale. The scale helps us determine where we're at on our overall journey because a lot of people have a number that they want to hit. You know, when they start, they have a number, this arbitrary number in their head that they want to hit to be the, in quotes, finish line for their journey. Some people exercise to get to that goal. Some people just modify their diets to get to that goal. Some people take pills or fad potions and pills to get to that goal. Whatever is going to allow you in your mind to get to your goal, I'm like, whatever, you do you. But we still all turn to the scale. And what's amazing, there are so many that somehow become, in quotes, a slave to the scale. Can anyone relate to that? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Because it's a huge, huge deal to becoming dependent on that number. I mean, I just recently noticed on IG how some people are saying that they are trying to stay away from the scale. They're making conscious effort to stay away from the scale because they've succumbed to that lure of trying to hit a number lower than the previous day, like every day, trying to hit a lower number. And I know for me, when I was in that mindset, if that number went up, it would affect my mood for the entire day. Like I would beat myself up mentally, going, man, how did that happen? How did I do that? You know, I mean, sometimes it would go up when I ate crappy, most likely when I ate crappy. And then sometimes when I ate well, I'm like, what the heck? Why is it still going up? I ate well the previous day and I had to like work through it all in my brain. I mean, I was stepping on the scale daily. I mean, sometimes I would step on the scale multiple times during the day even. It would drive me crazy, guys. And this was like years ago. And like I said, my mood would go up or down based upon that number, the weight, the pounds and ounces. It would affect my internal voice. My self-talk would be affected. Like to other people, I was fine. But in my head, talking to myself, I would beat myself up. And that was the worst thing for me, especially on a health journey, because you're trying to be healthy. And it shouldn't just be the number, that number of pounds and ounces on the scale. It should also be your emotional health that you are trying to transform, because your health journey is your mental and your physical change. When the two work hand in hand, it's great. When you're able to change and modify your mindset to choose healthier foods because it's also your relationship with your food. It's something that you have to modify, because that's the only way to be successful is if you learn what your foods are, what your trigger foods are, what are the foods that your body really loves, you know, to absorb. Because, like, for example, me, I love bread, but truthfully, bread does not love me because I get bloated and stuff like that. So I figured that out. It's like, even if I had the minimalist amount of calories, but I had bread, I'd bloat up. And see, that's part of the journey, is learning what affects your body. And like I said, even if I ate small amount of calories, but it was bread-based, it was all bread-based, I would bloat up, which means, you know, I'd retain water, my stomach would be like protruding. And so visually, I would see myself and think, man, look how big I got, you know, talking inside my head. And there are some people that I've seen on IG who have decided to hide their scales, like visibly hide their scales, like from where it would normally be. They're hiding it away from themselves. And there are other people that I know that are paying themselves for every day they are not jumping on the scale. Like, they're paying themselves like $10 a day when they're not, you know, weighing themselves. They put it aside. And there's another gal that I know, she likes an adult beverage in the evening, and she's paying herself an additional $5 if she doesn't drink alcohol, an adult beverage. I'm like, oh, okay. So she's like really trying to break that addiction to that scale. Because like I said, so many people are a slave to the scale because that number means so much. But yeah, my scale, because I had to work through this in my own mind, you know, years ago, was the scale is there. And it's a tool. It's a tool for me to learn from. It's a tool for me just to utilize. I should not be hopping on it every single day. I actually only hop on the scale maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. And I mean, I have like certain things that are helpful to me that might be helpful to you too. Like I said, first thing, I don't step on the scale daily. It's maybe once every week or once every 2 weeks. I also don't weigh myself on a Monday, because over the weekend, my days are less structured. So this means I am more likely to eat randomly through the day. Because, you know, when you're going out on errands, you're out with your kids, you pick stuff up along the way. You know, when you go to the grocery store, you pick up your staples, but darn it, it's January, February. The darn Girl Scouts are standing out there with their little faces going, would you like a box of cookies? How can you say no to that? And then those cookies are in your house. That's like, oh, pure sugar. And that's such an enticement. And that's just, it gets me. And so I actually have no boxes of cookies in my house, even though I do want to support my friends and their daughters. But yeah, I never weigh on a Monday because, like I said, on the weekends, there's more likelihood that I'll eat like crap. And I know if I do eat like crap, like a day where I do eat like crap, I don't weigh myself the next day. Like if I've had like a lot of food, I know for sure I'm not going to weigh myself the next day, because that's just going to mentally mess me up, because I know the scale is going to be up. I actually don't weigh myself for 2 days, minimally, if I had like a lot to eat. Because it takes about that long for food to process through my system, if you know what I'm talking about. And the fourth thing that I try to do is weigh myself first thing in the morning, right after I've used the facilities, I've not had any fluids to drink, I weigh myself when I am, in quotes, the driest, meaning all of my fluids have been processed through and all my meals, you know, have been processed, except the previous day where hopefully I've had a good day of eating within my calorie count and stuff. But those are the four things that I try to focus on regarding the scale, so that I know it's like a pretty good reading. But still, you guys, sometimes the scale will totally trick you. Because the one day, what was it, last week, midweek, I actually ate like crap during the middle of the day. And I had like Oreo cookies, and I had chips and popcorn. But the next day when I weighed, it was actually a low for me, a low weight. And I'm like, wait, didn't I just eat like crap? But I guess in my head, I thought I ate more than I actually did. It's weird. It's so weird. But don't be a slave to the scale. Try to figure out a plan for you, like my four steps. Figure out what works for you. And, you know, it's a journey. There's no finish line. You're always going to be trying to get stronger or evolve in your fitness. The scale is just an arbitrary tool. And hopefully you focus on the BMI percentage and the muscle mass percentage and the fat percentage, because those are the things that are more important health-wise. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.